Welcome to Scuzzcast, everybody. I'm Buzz.
I'm Scott.
I'm Goldie.
And I'm Ray.
Oh, you're Ray today.
He's Ray.
He's always Ray.
Yeah.
When has he ever been anything but Ray?
The last two podcasts, I believe he wasn't Ray.
He was here.
He was here and me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Right.
I'm
still
Chris.
Here and I'm still me.
Are you, though?
I don't know. You'll have to come and dig a little deeper to find out.
Oh, Scott's getting excited. I don't understand why. You should be.
You will.
Let's get high.
You should be sexually relieved lately.
I am.
What flavor is this, Scott?
Weed.
Weed flavor.
Green weed kind. Flavored weed.
So I took my old man into pharmacy today. So he could get some fucking weed for his little trip up island or whatever tomorrow.
Was he kidding the candy shop?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
He really was. Yeah. Oh, what's that one?
That one's weed.
Yeah.
This one's weed.
Yeah.
Oh, can I have a little tester of that one?
Yeah. Oh, he was definitely smelling a lot of different. Yeah, it's like because there's two doors, right? It's a double door. So as soon as you walk in the first door, it's just like you get smacked in the face with the weed. And he's like, holy fuck.
I wish it was literally. Because that'd be amazing. You like walk through the door and some bitch just there with a plant just smacks you.
Muck.
Oh, welcome. Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll take another, please.
Yeah, it was pretty good. They had some pretty good selections today. I was watching History Channel last night as well. They got some new marijuana shows on and shit like that.
On the History Channel?
Yeah.
Like the history of weed?
No. Like, they have this new, I guess you could say a mini-series maybe, mini-documentary maybe.
Right.
Of just like the states and how they're changing and like different grow ops now and shit like that, right?
Right.
So the legal ones?
Legal
okay,
ones.
Okay, yeah.
All legal shit now, right?
Yeah.
But there's also this another show. I forget what it's called. I just saw it last night. But it's again on history and it's Bud something. And it's actually in the Okanagan, Kelowna. This guy has this fucking dispensary and he's trying to fucking buy this warehouse, find a warehouse and an investor with him to go in and like start producing.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So the episode that I saw last night, they found like this big warehouse that was over 10,000 square feet and he's like, we're getting like our fucking actual big license and everything and we're going to be growing.
That's pretty cool.
I should
but
look into that. I wonder if I know anybody in the show. That's cool if it's up in the Okanagan.
Yeah, right?
It's in Kelowna, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Kelowna's such a small town. I bet you I recognize somebody off of it.
Yeah.
So what's up with the History Channel, though, never having anything history related anymore? Like it's just
because it's not history anymore. It's just the name of the channel.
Yeah. They changed it to His Story Channel.
Well, it's actually run by A&E.
Yeah, that sounds a lot better than it used to be. Because, I mean, for a while it was all reality shows.
What's that?
History Channel.
Oh yeah, yeah.
A lot of it was like military.
Well,
like
it was
shows.
That, but then it was also a lot of the like fucking storage wars and shit like
that's
that.
That's
right. Nothing. Was that the A&E side? But anyways, it has nothing to do with history.
You had things like Canadian Pickers, American Pickers, yeah. Counting Cars, Pawn
Which
Stars.
The Pickers one I kind of liked. I liked more than the storage wars.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but Storage Wars, again, was a different channel.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I kind of like the Pickers idea. Just because I've always liked that kind of shit. Like, when I was a mover back in the day, you go to, like, estate moves where some old dude died and the family's like, we don't want his shit, get rid of it. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Going through packing stuff up, like, whoa, look at this. Like,
we've been going to a lot of garage sales lately, like, just going out for the weekend, driving around and shit like that, right? And she has this app. I think it maybe just through Kijiji or something stupid where it will like root out for you what kind of garage sales you're looking for, whether they're family ones or estate sales. So I'm like, so there was an estate sale right by us, and I was like, oh, let's go check that out. Like, I've never been there. Little did I know that it was like an old person's like complex, like estate off of like Interurban.
Oh yeah.
So it wasn't like an estate sale at all. It was just all these random fucking houses that had garbage, pretty much.
Yeah. No, estate sales can be good.
Yeah.
Because people can just be, like, yeah, don't want to deal with the shit that's left.
Well, Karina has a record player, right? So I've been like really excited to try and get some new records, like records.
Have you played the Batman record yet?
No, and I won't.
You won't play it at all. No,
you
got to
protect that.
Yeah, we played it. We played it the once, man. That was enough.
You'll have to grab those back from Nicole then. I gave her like some Beatles and shit.
Well, Karina already has tons of stuff, but we went to this one driveway or house or whatever in that estate place, and he was selling records, and I was like, oh, Eric Clapton, like fucking, I love that fucking album or whatever, right? And I'm like, how much do you want for it? And he's like, $25. I'm like, what?
One of the things you got to look for with records, I know from talking to a guy who collects records and getting a few myself, most of the one, depending on age, but most of the ones that are in stereo are like re-releases or newer. Yeah. You want old ones that are in mono.
Yeah.
That'll definitely.
If you want them for collector value. If you want them for sound, even then the you sound.
No, even sound. Well,
it depends on what you're looking for. If you're playing it on a new stereo that has surround sound and stuff, then you probably want stereo.
Yeah, but when I think of records, I don't really think of surround sound stereos and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, if you've got your record player hooked up to your sound system.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't really think of a record player being hooked up. Like, if I'm listening to a record, I'm one.
Once you guys get experience. Moved in, once you guys get moved in, I'll bring over the Bob and Doug McKenzie record.
There you go.
Yeah,
the Great White North.
Get all baked and crack a couple beers.
Yeah,
makes me wish my record player was working.
Yeah, yeah. There's been a lot of cool garage sales.
That's neat.
Lately, but
I haven't been at all this year.
Yeah, I haven't been either.
Well, we went out to Souk. We went out to Souk last weekend, because apparently the Sun River fucking place was like said like 75 homes worth of things.
Mm.
So we were like, oh, maybe it's at the campground or something, right? At the Souk campground. So we drive past it. It's like, nope. And then we keep going, and there's all of a sudden a garage sale sign, and there's, like, one house with, like, garage sale shit, and then there's, like, down the road, there's another one. So they're meaning, like, 75 homes in this fucking area.
Yeah, right.
They're not the only ones or the first ones to do that either. What is the place called out in Saanich, or kind of North Saanich? Dean Park.
Yeah.
They do a big one every year. They advertise it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And they just like the Dean Park like community garage sale thing.
That'd be
and
a
it's
good
literally review. Just all the houses, like everybody's like they all just collaborate and they have a garage sale. Like everybody has a garage sale. We went, we parked in one spot, walked for like 3 kilometers and went back to our place. A couple times we had to actually journey back just to drop some shit off and then keep going again.
That'd be a good one too, because that's a pretty ritzy neighborhood.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like that neighborhood, you find stuff you buy at a garage sale in this neighborhood sitting on the side of the road with a free sign. I love like end of the school year. It's a good area to go to because all the kids that like, come back from school and they got all their shit that's just like they don't need anymore, so it's just like the road's just littered with like desks and couches and
neat. Good idea.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, pew, pew. Pew.
Yeah.
Kid played in the backyard. Love it.
You guys been playing any new video games?
Nah.
I have.
What have you been playing?
Lately, I've been playing a game called Death Road to Canada. No.
Death Road to Canada?
Death Road to Canada.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a zombie apocalypse game. It's kind of almost Oregon Trail-like, where you gotta like maintain your car and keep it fueled up and stuff. But then it's also got like a zombie survival element where like you make stops and you have to like go in and raid a grocery store for all the food in it. Or
is it text? Is it?
It's
like Oregon Trail super basic graphics. Like
it's very super basic graphics. better than Oregon Trail, but it's not like modernized at all. It's like definitely classic feeling, and like mm-hmm. it's driving along and it's just telling you what happened when things go wrong or whatever.
Almost a mud.
Yeah, it wants to be at times, but no, it's definitely more action oriented at times.
And this is on
computer. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. Yeah, what else have I been playing lately? I feel like I've played a couple new games lately.
I can't remember what it was. I turned on my Xbox last night, and it's like, bloop, this finished downloading. I was like, I wasn't downloading anything, so I got a new game.
Nice. Nothing wrong with that.
Not sure what it is.
Perfect. Yeah. You know what they've been fucking advertising on Xbox fucking now?
What's that?
The pre-order for Red Dead Redemption 2. Oh, good. 2.
Really?
There's fucking, yep, yeah, it's out, well... Again, I was fucking like 2 years. I was 2 years ago that I pre-ordered mine.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Like, as soon as I heard about it, I was like, nope, I need to pre-order it right now. Because I just got super excited.
Right.
I heard it was going to be, like, out a year ago. But
there is trailers for the new Fallout.
76?
76, which... Looks like it has co-op.
Yeah, multiplayer co-op. That's pretty exciting for a Fallout game.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people.
Which is all I've ever wanted.
Because like, if it's three or four,
even
I've been.
If it's just two.
Yeah, but imagine like if all of us could like jump in and like scuzz cast up a Fallout.
I don't want multiplayer. Like if they don't make, if they give us a multiplayer Fallout that's not a massive online thing, then it'll be great.
Yeah.
But if they do what they did with Skyrim. And they keep doing with all the games. When they finally give us our goddamn multiplayer, they give you fucking everybody together.
And like it just PUBG like, style?
No, like WoW style. Like all the other MMOs where it's just like... It takes all of the accomplishment out of the game because everybody's trying to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I still want to play the story. I want it to be the same story. I just want to have be able to do it with another person.
Then why don't you... You just pretty much want like... online co-op.
Yeah, I just want a co-op game.
Just give us a Fallout where like my friend can come on the adventure too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're playing your story.
Yeah, even if it's like kind of like that, it seems like they did with that the new Far Cry, which I haven't got a chance to play yet, but you've got a guy you have a follower that you can bring with you, and then
when you
play multiplayer, that person is just the guy you're playing with. Fallout, you've had friends the whole time.
Yeah, right.
I haven't actually played any online Far Cry yet.
Yeah, but like in Fallout, you had friends. It shouldn't have been that difficult for them to, like, you could have given your followers anything you wanted at that point. Just a sec. And, but they just never let you control them. So hopefully it's just that.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I'm not really a big Fallout guy. Like, I come and go with it.
Yeah,
I was. 3 was fucking brown and boring, and I just didn't enjoy playing it.
Yeah, I wasn't really a Fallout person either.
Fallout 4 was a lot of fun. I'm not going to lie. It was a pretty good game. I played a lot of it. I
played 1, tried 2, didn't like it, ignored 3 completely.
1 and 2, like the old 2D ones?
Yeah, and then fucking 4. I played for maybe a week, and I was like,
See, 4 is the first one I actually enjoyed.
Yeah, no.
4 just had a lot going on, and
yeah,
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's just like, nah, this is just same shit to me.
That's the problem. It's always the same, right? And it all looks the same. That's why I don't enjoy Fallout, is because everything looks the same. You're not really seeing any cool sights.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of getting lost in a fantasy that's boring looking?
Yeah.
I just don't want to do it. Yeah. You guys shouldn't talk about stuff like trailers and stuff with those Scots in here.
Oh, whatever.
Bumblebee? You watch the trailer for Bumblebee?
No.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Look, I scrolled past it today on my lunch break, and I just ended up clicking on it.
It looks completely fucking different from any Transformers movie. For one, it takes place in the 80s, and Bumblebee is, in fact, a classic bug.
Really?
Yeah.
When is this supposed to be coming out?
I didn't catch the date it releases on. Probably be good information to have, I guess.
I'll go ahead and take it out. Go and check it out.
Right. Yeah, it's, Scott, what's that wrestler? The really famous one. I mean, they're all really famous. Fucking the one I don't like. John Cena.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm guessing, probably an antagonist chasing Bumblebee. He's in the military, it looks like. So it looks like they're going to be trying to, like, capture him or something.
Great.
But it has nothing to do with Michael Bay. Michael Bay isn't He might have like a producer role because it kind of takes place in his universe that he started up. But he didn't direct it or write it or anything.
That's good.
Yeah, so I'm pretty stoked to see where they take Bumblebee. I don't know. It looks kind of cool.
Since the U.S. release is December 21st.
That's pretty fast. It's far away still.
Sorry, I just got back and I don't know exactly what I missed, but it is cool because it's the guy that directed Kubo and the Two Strings.
Yeah, I saw that.
And something else, which are very like story-driven and heartfelt movies.
Yeah, right.
So if they can bring some of that into the action-packed universe of Transformers, it might be a good addition.
Did you watch the trailer?
Getting a little dry. I haven't.
Oh, yeah. See, I watched the trailer a few times now, and it actually looks really fucking good.
No, I just heard people talking about
There's one thing I didn't like is that, like, when it first shows Bumblebee and it shows the girl, like, discovering him.
What is he?
He's a Volkswagen. Yes. It's in the 80s, and he's the classic bug.
Okay. Could you imagine if there was, like, fucking...
No, he fucking looks like Bumblebee, dude. He's even smaller. Check. Like, you remember how Bumblebee was always kind of smaller than the rest? Like, not a lot bigger than a person, for the most part? That's what they've done this time. It's pretty awesome. So he's not, like, holding her in his hand or anything. There was one scene where it looks like he's, like, grabbing her to protect her and jumps, and he, like bear hugs her. And she's, like, you know, two-thirds the height of him, almost.
Cool.
So he's not like a big giant thing or anything. But there's this cheesy thing that they did in the trailer where it's they show her like discovering him and there's music playing and it's doing the slow pan and it's very kind of epic feeling. But it's showing like from inside of his wheel well and there's a bee's nest growing in there. And I was like, aw, like that's kind of on the nose, isn't it?
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Did you like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it was just showing that he had been sitting dormant for a long time. I think that's what that's saying.
Yeah,
that's still pretty cool.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it looks great.
That is a way you would name your car. I mean, if you found some dope car in a field, and you're like, fuck yeah, and you had to get rid of a bee's nest, you're like, Bumblebee.
There's a few moments in the trailer. There's a your few balls moments.
It's a bee's nest.
There's a few moments in the trailer that make it almost feel like a love story between Bumblebee and this girl, and I'm like, that's a little weird.
Some Howard the Duck shit going on.
Yeah.
Make it awkward halfway through the movie where you're like, wait.
Yeah. Yeah, the tone of the movie just changes completely.
That just went too far.
Fill me up with lubricant.
Scott's got me.
Yeah.
Oh. I just don't want to use my vape on the podcast. It's loud.
Yeah. And embarrassing.
No more embarrassing than sucking a dick in public.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How often do you do that then?
Way less often than I vape. Way less often. I'll just leave it at that.
So sometimes.
Not saying you're gay, but $20 is $20.
$20 is $20.
I mean,
no homo.
No.
Love when people say that. That's like my favorite thing. That, yeah. Get good is another good one that I really enjoy hearing.
Yeah.
Getting good. No homo is funny because it like clearly implies that they just said something gay as shit.
Yeah. But they want to be clear that they're very straight.
Yeah.
I'm not being gay.
I'm not gay, but that dick looks delicious.
Yeah. Did you see that guy's ass? No homo.
Like, holy shit, no homo, but fuck.
What is that guy wearing Lululemons?
They're comfortable.
No homo.
I wonder how far you could take no homo. Like mid giving oral, you're like sucking a dick, and then you're like, no homo.
As you're like, getting fucking cum all sprayed on your
head. Yeah, no
after,
homo.
After, no homo.
Does that count? Like,
I don't think so.
I'd be like, are you like asking me not to do it? Or like, you saying you're not a homo? Like, what's going on?
I'm not sure where it's going now. I don't know. Tangent.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
It was a bad tangent. It was probably not great.
Oh, so, back to trailers. The one trailer I did watch today.
No homo.
He's not a homo. Totally fucked him up.
Sorry, buddy.
Back to trailers.
Yeah, the trailer you watched today.
Trailers. I watched that Into the Spider-Verse trailer today.
Yeah, me
the
too.
The animated one.
Yeah, it looks good. Looks fun.
Pretty interesting. Looks weird. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about the animation.
Yeah, and I don't know how I feel about Peter Parker being kind of slovenly looking. He looks like he's kind of let himself go at that point.
Yeah, he does. That kind of felt a little weird too.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, overall, the movie does look interesting.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the whole Gwen Stacy thing, Spider-Gwen, I don't know. I just think, like, you killed her, fucking commit. You committed for, like, 40 years, yeah, why take it back
it's
now?
It's obviously from a different verse, isn't it?
Yeah, but don't bring her into the main one. You killed Gwen Stacy, commit to it. Like, stay committed.
Yeah, but like, even if in the trailer, she's a crucial part to Spider-Man's life, then there's going to be another alternate reality where she didn't die.
And I was gonna
say, but
even
they brought
in,
her into the main one.
Even in this trailer, he says, like, part of the, I guess, the caption or whatever you would call it that Miles is saying is that in your universe, you have your Spider-Man, or you have this, this, and this. He's like, in our universe, I am. Like, so it is a different universe than the universe, the other universe, yet somehow Peter Parker is there. And I didn't quite, like, I haven't read enough or seen enough to actually fully understand it all, but.
Yeah.
I mean, they're obviously in a different universe than the original one.
Peter Parker gonna go.
Well, yeah, Spider-Verse kind of drew together spider people from all universes. There was a there's another
what
thing
Madame
about
Madam Web is all about, right?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah,
there's a lot of them. Too.
There is, yes. All there's right. A fucking ton of them. Mm-hmm. But there's a thing that happened in the trailer too that kind of bugged me a little bit with Peter Parker. He broke the fourth wall, kind of Deadpool style, not directly. Didn't like look at the camera and say something, but Miles said something along the lines of like, "Geez, how many spider people are there?" Or he, like, "I've never seen this many spider people in the same place," or something like that. And Peter goes. Wait,
no, he said, how many spider people, are you talking about the trailer still?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, how many spider people are there? And he said, more than you'd see at Comic-Con, or just as many as you'd see at Comic-Con.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And then Miles is like, what's Comic-Con? And then
Peter's like, never mind, or whatever. It was kind of a Deadpool-y fucking fourth wall break moment. Yeah, and I was like, I don't know about that.
I imagine that if they're like, I mean, there's a world where superheroes don't exist in just comic books. I mean, if there was superheroes, there'd still be comic books.
Probably about them, I guess. I mean, Logan. Yeah, there's comic books
exactly.
About the X-Men.
I could accept the fact that there's still Comic-Cons and
stuff. I just think in a world where like Spider-Man's a real thing and so is the Green Goblin and Carnage and Venom, you don't dress up like Spider-Man.
Why wouldn't you put Comic-Cons?
Marvel, they do.
Yeah, it's always a mistake, though.
Yeah.
It's always set up for something bad to happen.
Yeah.
So, probably don't do it.
I mean, that being said, if there's a world where you could dress up as a superhero and fight crime, I might want to dress up as a superhero.
Fight crime?
Yeah.
You could do that.
You could do that.
I'm pretty sure it's against the law still.
Yeah, it's straight up against the law. You'd go to jail.
It's against the law in every other fucking comic book we read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't really enforce those laws, do they?
Yes, they do.
They try sometimes.
Sometimes.
Once in a while.
Sometimes they send sentinels after all the mutants.
Yeah.
Just for being mutants. Like if we like hunted down people with a sixth toe on their
just
foot.
Just dress up in a costume and wait till you see somebody else in a costume and like be like, ha ha, villain.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm a good guy too.
It's a clown. He must be a bad guy.
Get him.
Let's go mobbing a fucking birthday party. As a superhero.
Yeah.
We found you, Joker.
I mean, how many clowns do you have to fucking beat down before you realize you're the villain, though, right?
It's funny, I think there's a robot chicken that's like that.
Probably.
Yeah, it's like totally like that.
That's probably where you got it.
Probably.
Yeah.
But you could dress up like a superhero.
Yeah.
You could. Yeah, I could.
Wouldn't necessarily be a good idea, though.
Why not? We were going to do it, remember?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean to actually fight crime.
Oh.
Like, go find people committing crimes and just jump on them? Some guy stealing a bike and, like, the Avengers show up?
Drop kick him in the face.
Yeah,
off the
right.
Bike.
You're stealing, or you're selling weed, and we're going to confiscate that.
Yeah. Half of it.
More like anti villains or anti heroes than heroes.
Yeah. That's for sure.
That's the best.
What would your superhero? Yeah. What would your anti-hero name be? Debbie Downer.
Maybe.
I'd be Razor Ramon.
What?
What the fuck? You can't be a WWE guy.
Why not dress as him? Fight crime as him? Throw toothpicks? Oh, see, Scott likes it.
Just gotta put on like 150 pounds of muscle and we're good.
From parts unknown. That's where he's from.
Oh, okay. Look at me like that. I thought you meant I was getting the muscle from parts unknown and I was kind of confused.
No. He's the ultimate warrior from parts unknown.
I gotcha.
It's a weird thing to say, actually, now that I think about it.
Just go straight depressing and be Jake the Snake.
Yeah. Or like Owen. I'm Owen Hart.
Sam.
Hey, you're small enough. We could be Dink and Doink.
Nice. Yes. Amazing.
Run around like pantsing people, kicking them in the nuts.
See some kids shoplifting and like body slam them. That'd be pretty amazing.
You were gonna get hit by a car, but instead I pulled down your pants and kicked you in the nuts.
You're welcome.
I can never be a clown.
Yeah, again, a case of clowns not necessarily being good guys. You sure were entertaining though?
Hell yeah, they were.
Still my favorite tag team.
Really?
Yeah.
Not the Bushwhackers?
No.
Oh.
Bushwhackers were pretty dope.
I was always partial to the Bushwhackers. And the Bookwhackers. Whack you with books.
The librarians.
Yeah, right. Legion of Doom, too, is
Legion
kind
of
an all-time class. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was like a third one.
I only watched wrestling like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like back when...
Warrior. Yeah, well, my falling out with wrestling was around. Yeah, Yokozuna. You remember when Lex Luger picked up Yokozuna?
Yeah.
That shit was intense, bro.
Have you seen Lex Luger nowadays?
No.
Oh,
fell off.
Oh, he's.
Well, like, yeah, you can't look like that.
He got
and
into Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Neat.
That's what a lifetime of fighting fucking Superman will do to you.
And Jesus is a gateway drug, so. Yeah. I mean, God knows what he got into after that.
He's looking like.
He does.
Super skinny.
Oh,
he's
yeah?
Like, yeah.
That's not surprising, honestly. Like, wrestlers get old and small, except for Hulk Hogan.
It's because he works out.
Yeah, constantly. Yeah. He's, like, still the Hulkster.
Yeah. He really is.
What you gonna do, brother? I like that that's still his slogan. What you gonna do when Hulkamania runs wild on you?
He still
well, I mean, when you got shit. Some gold like that, you don't let it go.
I just imagine him saying shit like that, like in like the express aisle at Walmart and shit.
Yeah.
Remember like the NWO era? He had like the blonde hair and he'd come out and his beard's like
black. Mustache, yeah.
Like, you're like, what?
Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hollywood that was stupid. That was the end of wrestling for me. When the 1-2-3 kid turned into X-Pac, I was like, no, I'm over it. I'm done.
D-Generation X!
Yeah, all of that shit. Fuck it all.
Badass Billy Gunn?
No, didn't like him. That was like the next generation's wrestlers.
Yeah. See, I wasn't even watching when... Who was it? It wasn't Bret Hart. Who was it that fell?
Owen Hart.
I wasn't even watching when that happened.
That was like pretty early.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
like I'd already stopped watching when that happened.
You'd already stopped watching when that happened?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I watched WrestleMania fucking this year.
I watched that shit live.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, me too. You watched it live?
Yeah.
You watched Owen fucking?
Yeah.
Like, live on TV?
Yeah, live on TV.
Oh, okay.
We had the pay-per-view.
Oh.
Yeah, it was fucking rugged. Like, I didn't know what was going on at the time, but,
yeah,
like, the transmission just stopped altogether for a bit and shit. It was pretty bad.
I watched live. Not on TV, but live when I was a kid. Bret Hart lose the championship to the Patriot and then win it back because it was a ref mistake, I guess you could call it. You know the story.
Yeah, the dramatics that they do.
Yeah. Yeah, it was dope, man. It was at the Memorial Arena when they came to Victoria.
No, I went and saw them there too. It might have been even that night and I just don't remember that part of it. I remember the Bushwhackers coming out and completely ruining the illusion because it was like very much like they'd stop and discuss their next round of moves and shit.
Like, no, that it was the like, Bushwhackers and the Headbangers that were fighting that
yes,
night.
Yes, I was there.
And they had signs. Like, I just remember them grabbing signs out of the crowd saying the Bushwhackers fuck goats or something. Nice. Yeah.
Did they take them up on the ring? They should have grabbed them and been like, yeah, we do.
No, they brought them into the ring.
That's awesome. Like,
fucking, yeah.
Marched around their... Yeah, yeah, nice.
Yeah, that was great. My parents were working the merchandise.
Nice.
So I got a bunch of free merchandise at the end of the night.
That's cool.
Yeah, I got like Stone Cold Steve Austin shirt, Bret Hart glasses, Legion of Doom fucking foam spike, like the shoulder, like football style the shoulder pads. You yeah. know what I'm talking
that
about.
That was some really early Stone Cold too back
yeah,
then.
Man. Oh, yeah.
He was like about to take off.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
Who was the wrestler that had that stupid scandal here where some chick, he hit some chick in the parking lot? And it,
that was Chris the Miz?
Chris no, Jericho?
Dang it.
Oh, shit. Was that
Chris Benoit?
Benoit, I think.
Yeah, he's done worse.
Yeah, but like I watched the video and that like totally wasn't his fault.
No, that was I know, I've seen that too. The other thing was, though, the other thing was his fault.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no. That one wasn't his fault. He was totally getting, like, surrounded by fans, like, yelling at him because he plays a villain.
Yeah.
And, like, getting all up in his business, and some bitch, like, ran up and jumped on his back. And he turned around and, like, fucking hit her because he's just like, oh, you know, being surrounded by people and somebody jumps on you.
Yeah.
Totally just reaction.
Fans are crazy.
Yeah, man.
That's what you get for being a heel, though. You want to be the bad guy, you're going to get treated like the bad guy. The fans believe this shit.
Yeah. Apparently, Ric Flair is just a fucking asshole.
That Does that surprise you?
Yeah. Yeah, like,
not at all. Not at all.
He looks like a bit of an asshole.
Yeah. I'd be let down if he wasn't.
I always found it interesting how they'd start one guy out as, like, the good guy, and then they turn him into the bad guy, then turn the bad guy into the good guy, and then they go back to switching roles back and forth.
Yeah. Well, it's just story arcs, right?
Well, I know, but yeah. It's just...
trying to play with the character.
Yeah.
I was like Undertaker.
Yeah. Yep.
He's still going.
He is still going.
He can't be the same guy.
No, it is.
It is.
He's, now he manages, like, behind the scenes. Like, he, like, trains people up and, like, plans out matches and shit. But every once in a while, he'll suit up and fucking go and step in.
That's
yeah.
insane.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's the same guy.
60?
Nah, it's almost in his 70s.
Yeah, he's old as fuck. Like, he must come out and, like, pick somebody up and slam them and be like, ah, oh, I'm the man.
And then go sit in an ice tub.
he was fighting at the last WrestleMania.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fair. My grandpa still fucking turns laps. He fucking ends up upside down and shit.
Yeah, and it's not like he's... It's not like they're all out. It's not like fucking... He's walking in the ring into a fucking UFC fight.
Yeah, well, and when you're
with Brock Lesnar.
Well, but like if you're in your mid 30s and you're gonna go out there and fucking fight a 70-year-old Undertaker, are you going hard?
Yeah.
Like,
well,
I'd have a hard
it's all
on.
Planned out anyway.
Yeah, it's all planned out, but you're still being a little extra careful about shit, right?
Yeah.
I would.
I'd get hard if I was fighting the Undertaker.
Like, immediately. Yeah. I wouldn't even hide it.
I'd hit him with it.
Take this.
You want to see this leg drop?
Third leg drop!
How about this pile driver?
And y'all want to do some weird shit. That was the day that wrestling died.
Yeah, right?
Like, no homo.
No homo.
No homo.
No, there was homo.
No homo, but I want to suck the Undertaker's dick.
Let's be honest.
You want to suck his doobstone? No homo.
Out of respect only. Oh,
there's the episode name right there, right?
No homo.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know why, but it gets funnier every time you say it.
You know why it's funny? Because you're picturing it in your head. You're like, oh.
Possibly homo.
Definitely homo.
Yeah, I think we got there. Yeah.
So I watched an interesting movie the other night.
Oh yeah,
The Foreigner.
Oh yeah, it's good.
With Jackie Chan.
It's good. Oh, I haven't watched that yet. Was it good? Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, I know Scott just said it was twice, but
yeah. It's like a grittier Jackie Chan movie.
Very gritty.
Yeah.
Like, very gritty. Like, within the first like 2 minutes, his daughter's dead.
Well, that's pretty sad.
A motorcycle blows up, like has a bomb on it, and like Jackie Chan goes flying and has like glass all in his like glass chunks hanging out of his face and shit.
Brutal.
Yeah, no, it's pretty dope.
And then it was still like, doing his own stunts too.
And then it was like, it like seemed like it was maybe like a couple hours later. He kind of didn't really have chunks of glass in his face, and his face wasn't all that like damaged. But
yeah, but yeah, no, all the action and stuff is definitely kind of dirty. And
yeah,
it's fun. It's a good movie.
He's definitely.
I've always liked Jackie Chan ever since Rumble in the Bronx, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
yeah. He's definitely looking old.
Oh yeah. All but most of his movies are worth watching.
Yeah.
He did another one not too long ago, but it was all subtitled, I believe. I can't remember the name of it. But I'm pretty sure it was the last movie he did.
I know you probably didn't really realize it, but when you first put that movie on, did you skip it, like the intro, or did you just play it through?
I don't even know.
Because there was like 5 or 6 different like companies that made this.
Well,
that's what happens when it would do like the one preview for like Fox or something, and then all of a sudden it would do like Paramount, and then it would do like.
Well, that's what happens when it's like a Chinese movie, and then it gets like somebody sees it over there, and they're like, "Oh, that's good," and brings it over, and then that company brings it to a certain area, and then. Oh yeah, that's who put it in the States, and then another company brings it up to Canada, and so they all put their little tags on the front of it. Yeah. And it just gets stupid.
Yeah,
it's like watching the Hanzo Miyazaki movies for Disney.
Yeah, for sure.
You see like the proper names and stuff at the beginning, and then there's like the Disney and the Disney affiliated companies that are involved afterwards, and you're like, you guys had nothing to do with this movie other than being like, hey, you guys want to see this?
Yeah, right.
My girlfriend, she was like, who's that other actor? I was like, that's fucking James Bond right there.
Was it Craig?
No, Pierce.
Oh, it was Pierce.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I watched that.
He was the IRA guy, the retired IRA guy.
Right, yeah.
So, there's a series on Netflix called Mob Psycho 100. Mm-hmm. And
Mob Psycho?
Mob Psycho.
Okay.
Like one word.
Didn't know if it was cycle.
Mob cycle.
Mob cycle. Mobs. Yeah. I think a bunch of mobsters on pedal bikes.
Yeah.
If that's what they spelled out, I would read it mobsicle.
Yeah.
You know? Just because.
Well, that's what why I wasn't sure exactly what you were saying. I was trying to confirm.
Yeah, psycho.
Okay.
But it feels like it might be an adaptation of an anime. And it's pretty bad, but also really good and fun. And also, it's about this kid that has, like, telekinetic powers or some shit. But he's also, like, just, like, a nerd and has no confidence and shit. It's, like, cheesy and campy and stupid. But it's, like, it looks like when he unleashes, it looks pretty fucking good. Like, I don't know. I haven't got to the deeper episodes yet. I watched 2 episodes and I was kind of entertained. Except for reading my TV shows. That's not that fun.
You know what I've gotten back into? No. Into the Badlands.
Into the Badlands. Yeah, nice.
Season 3. They're on right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
Who makes that? Is that AMC?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, it is.
It's HBO, but not AMC.
I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix, isn't it?
Yeah, first 2 seasons are on Netflix.
Yeah, a couple seasons are on Netflix, yeah.
Yeah, it's so good, man.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Definitely have to get back into that, then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I should too. I only watched the first probably 5 or 6 episodes, but it was looking pretty interesting. Like, it's got a lot going on for it.
Yeah. Has anybody noticed if there's a second season of Westworld yet?
Yeah.
There is?
Yeah.
No idea.
Huh.
I still haven't watched Westworld.
No, you haven't.
I've seen, like, an episode when, like, just, like, passing by when somebody was watching it on.
I think it's up on the HBO stream site I got.
Right. You watched the first season, didn't you? Or part of it?
I think I finished the first season, yeah.
Yeah, pretty decent, right?
Yeah, I did. I just finished the first season.
Yeah. It's a bit more complex than a lot of TV shows.
Yeah.
There's, like, a lot of paying attention to be done, but it's a good show.
Game of Thrones is coming out in March 2019, right?
That's way off my radar.
I don't even know. I would say it's coming out this winter because winter's come.
Hmm. No, I heard it was 2019.
I've watched up to season 4 and then I just haven't.
Like, I thought I heard at one point they were like postponing it from a spring thing to a winter thing because winter's come. And then
they were actually playing that year.
I thought, I don't know. And then, you know, you hear shit.
Check that out, right?
But
Game of Thrones release.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's still
season
till...
Season 8, I think.
Hmm. And this is the final season?
Yeah. Thank fucking God.
Mm-hmm. You know what else I heard was coming up on its final season?
Like, I love it, but thank God.
I was reading on Facebook today. I didn't actually read the article scrolling past, but it said that the next season of Gotham, season 5 or whatever it is going to be the last season. It's only going to be 10 episodes long.
Good.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, they're kind of running out of stories to tell.
Well, and he's not a kid.
Yeah.
Like, he's
a young adult.
And he's practically Batman in one of the more recent episodes I watched. Actually, I think it was last season near the end.
The very last episode.
He has like a internal battle or struggle or whatever.
Oh.
And it shows like a shadowed version of Batman. Like in his mind.
That
almost.
Was when,
like,
yeah, that was when Ra's al Ghul had him.
Yeah.
I haven't watched this season.
No, that was, remember last season when Ra's al Ghul showed up?
Yeah.
Is that him showing up again? Or the first time?
That's the first time he shows up. When he shows up and he wants to train Bruce to go back and destroy Gotham or whatever.
You should roll that up.
I will
roll
that up.
Not all of it, but some of it.
I'll make us a joint.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched up to that the end of that season with Ra's al Ghul and who was the guy that got killed? I thought it was Ra's for a long time, but it's like it was just the instructor or some shit. What the fuck?
Ra's?
No, the guy that was teaching him the whole time.
The old guy.
Yeah, the old guy.
Yeah, who was that?
That was the leader of the Court of Owls.
Oh, is that who that was?
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's a story I did not like in the comics. I just didn't enjoy it.
Court of Owls?
Yeah.
I still haven't finished it.
It was pretty good.
I've gotten through like...
Oh, yeah, you have my
first
comic
one
book, don't you? Yeah.
I think I got through the first one and started on the second, but...
I read it as it came out. Like, I got really into the New 52 when it first came out. Followed, like, a lot of stuff, actually, from it. But, Court of Owls, I don't know. Maybe it was just that it introduced so much new shit.
Well, yeah.
That just, like, completely overrode
it. It was New 52.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. It didn't ride with me. Mm-hmm.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. Thought it was a good story.
So, as far as Game of Thrones Season 8 goes, they're actually still just recording now. Won't be done till December and possibly out April next year.
Okay, March, so they're back to their regular release.
Yeah, that's if this is a current...
That sounds about right. They're usually for April.
Yeah, and they had said 2019.
That's
already.
A really risky
this article
way for
was
them
April
9th.
This article was April 9th this year. So
like when you've got like a cast that big and you're trying to film over that many years, like it's so risky to like the just the chance that like something happens in life where one of your actors dies or can't come back or something like that, like filming over that many years, run the risk of like one of your older main actors passing on or something like that,
dude,
and just screwing the whole series.
Speaking of screwing the whole series, fucking Rick is leaving Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And so is
Maggie Lauren Cohen.
Yes, Lauren Cohen, yeah. She's doing like 6 episodes or something like that.
Yeah.
Rick said he was going to after they killed
Carl.
I'm pretty sure this is the beginning of the end for that show.
Well, yeah.
I'm pretty sure too. But I mean, I've been watching Fear the Walking Dead, and it could probably hold up okay on its own. It's pretty good.
I watched the first like 6 episodes of it.
Does it just follow one group, or is it kind of open?
Does it
jump around? I've never watched it at all.
It's mostly following the one group.
Oh, they should have left it like, open and just jump between cities, and like they could have just like kept telling stories if they did that.
Yeah, like that's the thing about the universe now is you could tell a story about any and every city there is, really, because it's spread throughout the world. But I don't know. I'm really enjoying this one. I haven't watched the last episode, but I found Fear took a little longer to get into because it started out like right when everything was happening, and then slowly progressed after that. But I mean, where they are now is basically caught up with where The Walking Dead was, where The Walking Dead was at the end of this season. Like, they're both at the same timeline now. So realistically, Fear the Walking Dead could just take over. They've even crossed over one of the characters from The Walking Dead. Yeah, only one character from The Walking Dead got crossed over to Fear the Walking Dead. And it's been still pretty early to find out exactly what's going to happen with that. So,
wouldn't it be a mindfuck to find out that Rick and Maggie are leaving because they're going to join the crew of the Fear the Walking Dead?
No, I think there's gonna
be a crossover where characters go.
I think Lauren Cohen has signed on to another show. She's completely like gone a different direction now.
Yeah, I can see that. They killed Glenn. What's she got left?
Well, no, but then it would be a smart move to make, because the problem is also with taking a role like that is you might get, if that's you,
you're just the zombie survivor.
Yeah, and you're just that chick
showing up in every zombie thing.
If she can get a role to go off and start another decent role out of it and possibly break that stigma right off the bat.
I'm pretty sure she's also a singer.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. She's been in other movies before. Like, there's definitely been a few movies where I've been, or shows even, that I've been watching, and I'm like, oh, hey, fuck, it's her.
I love it when you go back and watch movies from, like, back in the day and you, like, recognize people. It's like, fucking put on Weird Al, fucking the video for White UHF? And Nerdy.
Oh.
And fucking the two black guys that drive by in the car at the beginning are Kay and Peele.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, fuck, look at that.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
You know what? Another movie I watched on Netflix lately is the movie about WikiLeaks.
Is that the one with the hamster, the guinea pig that has to fucking save the day or something?
No.
It's the true story about WikiLeaks.
You're thinking of South Park? You son of a bitch, and it's a gerbil.
Right, it's a gerbil. A gerbil has to save the day.
Lemmy Winks.
Lemmy Winks, that's the one. Okay, never mind, my bad. Go ahead.
Only a small difference in story. One's in Mr. Garrison's anus.
It's true.
No homo.
No. Mr. Slave.
Yes, yeah. It's Mr. Slave, yeah.
I'm sorry. False news here, people.
Yeah, right. No homo. Fake news over there, Scott. It's fake news.
Didn't he find his way out by the end of the episode?
I don't think so.
Pretty sure that was the whole journey. Just like WikiLeaks. Which was a field mouse, not a gerbil.
Right.
You ever tried it, Scott?
Gerbil or a field mouse?
Because I've tried both.
Which did you prefer? No homo. Can't open that one-handed.
I don't really think it is. It wouldn't be homo.
That's a whole nother level above homo. I'm sorry. Yeah, I think you've gone way past a little homosexual activity if you're sticking gerbils up your butt. Like that. I don't even think gay people would want to necessarily be in the same group with you anymore.
Got this little fucking head poking out.
Okay, that was a little too visual.
Yeah, there you go. Alright.
No homo.
on that note,
I should have never fucking said that.
Oh, are we calling her?
Yeah, we're fucking done.
That's it?
No fucking homo.
Alright.
Oh. Alright.
Thanks for joining us.
This has been Skuskhouse.
Peace out.
Bye.